No one has ever called crafting a state budget easy. There are thousands of decisions and myriad competing interests. For a new governor, there's also the crunch of getting it all done and printed 6 weeks after taking office. But if Governor Sununu is at all anxious about his final product, it isn't showing.
I think people will be very pleasantly surprised with what New Hampshire can do, kind of the pent-up potential, I think, that we have yet to really explore in terms of how we budget and how we prioritize the needs of the state.
According to the governor, total spending in his two-year budget will come in at around $12 billion, $700 million more than the state's current spending plan. Charlie Arlinghouse is Governor Sununu's top budget advisor. He's watched budgets come and go as president of the free market Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy. He says Chris Sununu sees this budget as a chance for New Hampshire to break some bad habits.
This governor wants to balance the budget with the two-year budget balanced in and of itself, not from outside forces, not lawsuits or one-time carry-forwards or any sort of gimmick. You know, that's not something we always see in New Hampshire, at least in the last decade or so, because of pressures. And so it's unusual.
So are the circumstances Governor Sununu is inheriting. The economy is strong. The state's balance sheet is solid. New Hampshire faces no imminent threat from costly lawsuits. And then there's the honeymoon vibe at the State House. Republican Ken Wyler sits on the House Finance Committee.
We're so elated to have a Republican governor that we will listen very closely to his ideas. And I expect he'll have more influence than governors in the past because we've waited so long to have a Republican governor.
Another factor that might help Sununu get his way is that he hasn't made many specific demands. As a candidate, he said he wanted to cut business taxes but didn't name a specific rate. He said he supported full-day kindergarten but never dwelled on it. And unlike his predecessors, think Governor Hassan on a casino or John Lynch and Craig Benson's promises to eliminate the statewide property tax, Sununu has given himself political room in the budget debate. That will shrink dramatically when his budget is presented in all its line items. But Sununu Budget Director Charlie Arlinghouse says a radical departure from the status quo isn't in the cards.
At the end of the day, you start with where you are today. There are 43 agencies in the budget. There will be 43 agencies in the budget. Will he have some new programs and some new ideas? Sure he will. But there's nothing, I don't think there's going to be anything shocking.
Such a result would honor the work of top Republicans, including Senate President Chuck Morse, who built the current state budget. But it would also be a welcome development for Democrats in the legislature. You'd have to go back to 2003 to find a budget process in which their ability to affect the final product was so marginal. Dan Eaton, a top Democratic budget writer in the House, says this is a rare year when the conditions exist for a governor of goodwill to please everyone.
We're sitting pretty good on being able to do a clean budget, meet all the essential needs, and unless there's some sort of political dogma or drama that we're not aware of, I can't fathom where we're going to have serious problems.
The budget will be debated until the end of June, which leaves plenty of time for disagreements to emerge. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.